Welcome to the Health, Safety, and Environment podcast. Today we'll talk about electrical safety. What are the primary electrical safety hazards and safe work practices? How aware are you about electrical safety? Let's share your comments in the link below and do not forget to subscribe. One of the electrical hazards is electrical shock, electrocution or death, fire burns, electrical fires that are often caused by parts overheating. These may be occurred because of a short circuit or the loading of an electrical circuit more than its rated capacity. Electrical fires are one of the most common causes of fire accidents and can be caused by a fire or arc flash occurrence. What is an electrical shock? This is the result from the passage of electric currents through the human body, and this severity depends on duration of the flow, seconds, amount of current, the potential difference in voltage, path of current flow, the electrical resistance, the contact area, and the dry or wet body conditions. What are the shock protection methods? One of them is the use of isolation of energized parts, the use of ground fault circuit interrupter or the GFCI that cuts off supply when a leak is sensed, the use of battery operated tools, insulation and grounding. So the good practices for insulation: check internal resistance of equipment and cable periodically, use double insulated power tools and double insulated cables, avoid cable jointing and extensions, and do not carry tools by their cables. For grounding, connect equipment and panels to the ground as recommended by the manufacturer. Mobile equipment such as generators, welding machines, light plants shall be externally grounded. And very important to use the correct personal protective equipment, PPE, and safety equipment like shoes for electrical work, rubber hand gloves, insulation mats, flash protection clothing, and face shield safety goggles. What are the electrical fire and burn prevention methods? Avoid overloading a circuit, first off. Do not connect a series of extension cords and multiple devices from a single source. Have overload overcurrent protection installed, like circuit interrupters, and use work permits and lockout checkout for repairs and troubleshooting. What are the safe electrical work practices? Protect lamps for general illumination from damage by elevating at 7 feet or more, or by installing appropriate guards. Protect flexible cords and cables from sharp edges and pinch points, and provide adequate protection while passing through doorways. Cable entry into enclosure cabinets must be protected by a metal clamp or rubber bushing. All wiring for electric light and power must be raised at least 7 feet above ground or lay protected against mechanical impact out of the walkways, and must be kept as far as possible from telephone wires, signal wires, and wires used for firing blasts. All electrical panels, junctions, boxes, and fittings must be provided with approved covers. All metal covers shall be grounded as well. Switches, circuit breakers, and switchboards shall be in weatherproof enclosures, and flexible cords shall be double insulated, approved, and suitable for conditions of use and location. Joints and splices shall be avoided in extension cords, and the use of cable slip at entry point in plugs and tools to prevent pulls and strain on the terminals. Illumination must be provided for all working spaces around service equipment, switchboards, panel boards. This is due to electrical work in darkness leads to a lot of accidents. Barricades shall be used in conjunction with safety signs where it is necessary to prevent or limit employee access to work areas that exposes employees to energized conductors or circuit parts. All personnel shall be qualified for the specific level voltage electric circuit or equipment they will be working on. Test instruments and equipment and all associated cables, power cords, probes, and connectors. These shall be visually inspected for external defects and damage before the equipment is used. Verify zero energy before a work repair, and damaged tools shall be removed from service and replaced. Repair shall be done by a competent person only, and use insulated handling equipment if the tools or handling equipment may contact with conductors or parts. Tools must be rated for the specific application, voltage class, and portable ladders shall have non-conducted side rails if they are used where the employee or the ladder could come in contact with exposed energized parts.